what is it, Jen, that compelled you to write this wonderful book on hospitality?
I realized that my parents had modeled this gift of simple invitations day in and day out. And so growing up, we always had that open door mentality. Friends knew that there was a, you know, warm bed for them to stay. And so I didn't know that there was anything unusual about the way that we did our day-to-day life. And I realized, though, as I got older and started my own family, that this was becoming pretty countercultural to how a lot of people are living. So I just felt really a wonderful opportunity to kind of steward my parents' modeling on these words and how that trickle-down effect has impacted now my family and future generations.
Talking with Jen Schmidt, author of the new book, Just Open the Door. It's all about hospitality. And Jen, you talk about in the book the idea of hospitality as worship. What's that all about, and how does that change our perspective on what this whole thing is?
Well, I think for most people, when we hear the word hospitality, we have an immediate thought of long lingering dinners and beautiful tablescapes, and we're overwhelmed by the thought of all the preparations and a bigger to-do list. And in that process, I've seen how we've allowed social entertaining to hijack the heart of biblical hospitality. Starting in the very first book in Genesis, where our hospitable God invites us into the garden, and nearly every chapter in every book throughout Scripture, ending in Revelation, where we are going to be gathered in the ultimate party at the marriage feast table, my perspective shifted because I saw that my offering, my gift of pointing others to him, of being an image bearer, hospitality became worship. It was an act that I could give back to him. It wasn't about a lingering dinner table. It wasn't about a one-and-done kind of event, but it was really about the opportunity to point others to him.
We're speaking with Jen Schmidt. Her brand new book is called Just Open the Door. So, Jen, I've heard people talk about, and the Bible talks about hospitality as a spiritual gift. What are some of the thumbnails that you have been given that gift? And if you don't have that gift naturally, are you still supposed to just open the door?
That is a great question, because one of those hospitality woes I think a lot of people give me is, well, I don't have that gift. And so they automatically kind of cross it off their to-do list that they don't have to. But when we look in Romans and it says pursue hospitality, for those grammar gurus out there, pursue is an active verb. It doesn't say pursue hospitality if you have an outgoing personality. It doesn't say pursue hospitality if you love to have dinner parties. It's an active part of our everyday life. So I'm hoping to reframe and reshift people's perspective on what they think hospitality is. And it is just an outpouring of a gift of invitation. You know, Jesus kind of walks the road of welcome wherever he goes. He offers simple invitations. You know, come and sit with me. Come and eat with me. Come follow me. And if we can take him as that model, you know, looking in our everyday life where the Lord has us planted, whether it's, you know, in the office, whether it's on the sidelines of the football field, he's given us opportunities to invite people to do life together. And so I don't see it as just a gift. I see it as, oh, I hate to say this, but it is a command that we pursue this one-on-one life relationship.
Can I invite people to come with me over to Jen and Greg's house?
You absolutely can. That would be you taking your hospitality on the go.
Exactly.
And I am all about that.
I love that idea because my house is a hot mess, Jen.
All right, Jen.
Mine is too. But I mean, isn't that kind of life, right? Because inviting people into our home, it is a really vulnerable act, because we're inviting them not just into our physical home, but we're inviting them into our stories and our lives. And I don't know about you, but I don't have a Pinterest perfect life. There is nothing that is perfect about my day in and day out. So I would much rather invite people into my ordinary day and lean in with some authenticity and say, hey, my messy closet, I just kind of pray that people don't think it's my bathroom door, or else when they open it, things fall out on their head.
Wow.
Jen Schmidt, her new book is called Just Open the Door. Now, Jen, the cover of your book has this lovely, although not overly elegant table setting, you know, out on a porch. Now, I got to tell you, a guy looks at this and says, nice book for my wife. and yet the Bible says that elders in the church are supposed to show hospitality.
Absolutely.
Does this book have application for guys too?
Well, it is just yesterday I had someone ask that question. And while it's definitely written from a woman's perspective, one of the aspects that makes it very unique is because I've seen a generational legacy created from my parents, I have invited my three brothers, my dad, and actually one of the football players who lived in our house for a season and came to know Jesus. They all have little excerpts in the book, and so there are aspects of, you know, how my brothers have impacted their families and their circle of influence based on Jesus's hospitality.
So what's Hospitality 101 for those of us who maybe want to keep our doors shut? Because, you know, when you open up your door, then all of a sudden things have the potential to go a little bit uncomfortable, right? Like, I know you from a distance. Hi, girl. How are you? We should walk sometime. And then you never do. But like when you start to get, you know, like heart to heart with people, I don't know. Do you have like a starter kit for people who want to open the door but are maybe just want to crack it?
And that is so true. I mean, I always am like, fling wide the doors. But really, for a lot of us, we just need to crack it open and take one little baby step out, maybe just peek, you know, and that's where we start. Because it's true, what you said, it can get messy. You know, when we open up people into our real life, you know, things aren't always going to be comfortable. And yet, let's look at Jesus, right? Things weren't comfortable when we look at how he did life. He invited all different kinds of people to the table. But I would say a baby step, let's start maybe with our literal neighbor. When we look at the Great Commandment and it says, love your neighbor as yourself, statistically speaking, most of us, we don't even know our neighbor's name. Or like you said, we've waved at them as we walk the dog for a year, and we're so embarrassed because we haven't crossed over the street to actually create a connection. And that's where I encourage people, you know what, take a baby step, lean in to the uncomfortable, and maybe just admit vulnerability and walk across the street and just say, you know what? I've seen you for a year. I would love to get to know you. We are going to do a spontaneous root beer float party in our driveway for some of the neighbors to get to know each other. You know, can you come?
Well,
so
yeah.
You said food, didn't you, lady? Come on.
Exactly. Start with a baby step. I think, you know, we overthink, we overanalyze, we overplan, and then our souls are so, you know, overwhelmed, we never even extend the invitation. So start simple. Maybe it's you see chicken breast on sale that weekend, and you get the grill going, and when you're outside, you just say, hey, I've got some extra chicken and burgers on the grill. Come join us at the picnic table. So there are very little baby steps that we can take to start cultivating a new culture, even within our neighborhood.
Just Open the Door, the name of the new book from Jen Schmidt. It's subtitled How One Invitation Can Change a Generation. Jen, thanks for opening the door for us this morning. We'll put the info on your book on our show highlights page if people want more information from you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for your time.
Oh,
yes, we appreciate
absolutely.
You. God bless you, and congratulations on this great new book. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Great. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.